Israelis were shocked by the Hamas victory. Acting Prime Minister Ehud Olmert called in his top political and security aides for urgent consultations. Israeli politicians from both the left and the right agreed the Hamas triumph was bad news for Israel. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
After 3 hours of consultations with senior Israeli officials, Olmert issued a statement saying that Israel will not negotiate with a Palestinian government that includes Hamas. He said Israel demands that the international community compel the Palestinian Authority to implement its commitment to disarm Hamas. He also said that Israel will continue to fight terrorism with a heavy hand everywhere. One senior Israeli official said a Hamas victory was never considered a serious possibility among Israeli analysts. And the result of the Palestinian election, he added, has thrown the government into turmoil. Right-wing Israeli politicians blamed the current Israeli government for the Hamas win. They said the unilateral Israeli withdrawal from Gaza this summer had strengthened Hamas. Gideon Sar, the chairman of the Likud faction in the Israeli parliament, said Israel has failed in its fight against Hamas.
This policy of unilateral withdrawals and giving territories without anything in return will bring the Palestinians to the conclusions that terror and violence is the right way to have achievements.
Colette Avital of the center-left Labor Party said the Hamas victory is bad news for the peace process.
This is a real setback for the peace process, which started in Oslo, which was based on mutual recognition. As you know, there is no mutual recognition between us and the Hamas.
The head of the left-wing Meretz party, Yossi Beilon, said he's also concerned by the Hamas win. But he said he still believes a peace agreement with the Palestinians is possible.
The victory of Hamas is bad news for everybody who believes in peace and in negotiations. This movement is not ready to recognize Israel and to put an end to terrorism.
Israeli analysts say it will take time for the government to formulate its approach to a Hamas-led government in the West Bank. Ori Dromi, a former director of the government press office, said in the short run, Israel will continue its policy of unilateral separation from the Palestinians. But he said negotiations could become possible if Hamas makes some substantial changes.
If the Hamas revokes its charter and disarms and resigns to political venue only, then there's somebody to talk to, so never say never.
In a Jerusalem coffee shop, Reut Barzilai, a 28-year-old student at Hebrew University, said she's worried that Hamas will gain international legitimacy.
The fact that they're, a terrorist organization, basically, that now has political power as well. And I'm very concerned about how the states in Europe would treat them. I'm kind of afraid that they would just accept them, you know, just as any political party, which they are not.
Hadass Lev-Tzur, a flight attendant, said she believes more suicide bombings are now inevitable. And she's sure the Hamas victory makes a peace agreement almost impossible.
I think it makes things worse. Because until now, we didn't have any partners. If we thought that we would have any partners, now we won't have. The Hamas will never sit with us at the same table.
No one in the coffee shop was happy about the Hamas victory. But some said, even with Fatah, there wasn't a peace process anyway. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.